You are listening to the Corrections Connection News Network, CCNN, your weekly news source for the corrections and criminal justice industry.
Welcome to today's live talk. I'm your host, Michelle Gasso. Today, the Corrections Connection will be looking at the issue of staff retention in corrections and what agencies can do to keep its most valuable resource. Joining us today to discuss this topic is George Camp, principal with the Criminal Justice Institute of Middletown, Connecticut. CJI works with a variety of clients, including state legislators, the courts, and government executives, to develop systemic solutions to criminal justice problems. Major projects have been completed by CJI in Minnesota, Rhode Island, Wyoming, and other jurisdictions. Before founding CJI, Camp has held a number of executive positions in corrections, including First Deputy Commissioner for the New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services, Chairman of the New York State Commission on Correctional Standards and Goals, Director of the Missouri Department of Corrections, Assistant Commissioner for the New York City Department of Correction, and several positions within the Federal Bureau of Prisons. Camp is also the author and co-author of several books and monographs, including one on staff retention, and has conducted several national studies with CJI. Most recently, Camp was named to a panel investigating policies and procedures within the Massachusetts Department of Corrections. Welcome to today's live talk, Mr. Camp.
Good to be here with you.
Well, we're very happy to have you. As we mentioned earlier, this month on Corrections.com, we're looking at staff issues in corrections, and one of the most important, I think, to folks in the field is staff retention. Can you first talk to us about the perception that staff turnover is high in corrections? You hear folks kind of talk about that, but is that really true?
I think in part it is. It depends upon which jurisdiction one might be looking at, because there is great variation not only between departments of corrections, but also within institutions within a given department, and even more so within different job categories, job classifications in different prisons. So there's great variation, great variety in turnover rates, depending upon where you are geographically, what prison you're talking about, and what specific job categories you're talking about, even within a given prison.
So you really need to be more specific, I suppose, when you talk about it.
You have to be more specific. That's not to at all minimize the consequences of very rapid turnover in any of the ranks.
As, again, I said earlier, you've done some research on this, and what are some of the things that CJI has found contributes to staff leaving? A lot of folks say it's salary-based, but I don't know, is that the major reason?
Well, salaries certainly play an important part in it. It should never be discounted, but there are also other factors involved. And I think one really needs to distinguish the impact that salaries have on hiring, that is, the recruitment process, how easy or how difficult it may be for an agency or an institution to recruit people, as opposed to the issues surrounding retention. Because you can, you know, attract people and get them to come to work for you, but the question is, of course, can we encourage them to stay with us for a longer term? And what we find is that there are staff that sometimes are willing to overlook what might not be as favorable a wage as either they have been earning or would like to earn, just to get in and get started. But if there are not things in that organization that provide satisfaction to them to overcome the lower wage, then you really are in trouble and people are going to leave. Now, you also have people that come to work for a lower salary, and at the same time, they have applied with other public agencies for comparable kinds of jobs where the wage scale is higher. So as soon as they come up on that list, they will leave the corrections ranks and move over to whether it's law enforcement or maybe it's health. care, because one of the areas outside of correctional officers where there's continuing, ongoing severe shortages and high turnover is in nurses and other medical professionals, where there's such a great demand for them.
Well, you kind of have led me into my next question, which is what agencies can do to keep staff and keep them happy. And are there different strategies that agencies should be trying out, or are there several levels within a strategy that people should be thinking about?
Well, I think there's some very basic sorts of principles that would apply in any work environment, whether it's corrections or something else. You need to ask yourself, now, why do you, as an employee, stay where you are? Or if you're a manager, why are you staying there? What makes the job satisfying to you? And I think we know that acknowledging staff's hard work, acknowledging the difficulties that they face every day, the challenges they face, goes a long way. It's that acknowledgement, that pat on the back, those rewards that go a long way to letting your employees know that you appreciate them. Now, I was struck by an example where one of our children, we have a son who works for the Connecticut Department of Corrections,
mm-hmm.
and, he told me a story about a true story about the reward systems in that particular agency. And for a long time, I had thought that, the employee of the quarter, the employee of the year was a good idea. But I really didn't have any idea as to what that means to most employees. And he explained to me that, when he was named the employee of the quarter in the institution he was going to be working in, how much that meant. And that didn't cost the department, it doesn't cost any agency really anything to do that, but what you're doing is you're saying to an employee, I really appreciate all the hard work you've been putting in, and we're going to publicly acknowledge it, not just telling you privately, but we're publicly going to say that that's important. So I think that's an important message to all of us. And it's not like we didn't know it, but to reinforce that and to remember that those small kinds of, relatively small kinds of efforts pay off big time in terms of an employee saying, not only am I going to stay and work for this agency because they appreciate me, but even more importantly, while I am there, I am motivated and I'm going to really do a good job. Because you don't want to retain people in your organization just for the sake of retaining them. You want to retain people who are really doing a good job. So that's the key to all of this, letting people know when they're doing a good job. And then conversely, when you see things that are not going as they should, letting employees know that. Because if you don't, then every other employee who you may not think is aware of where somebody has let you down, they do know, and if it goes unattended, it's going to send a message that you really don't care about their performance. So you have to let people know you care about their performance. And if you do that, you'll keep the good people with you, or you'll be more likely to.
If you're just joining us, we're talking to George Camp at the Criminal Justice Institute about staff retention. I want to ask you a little bit more about keeping staff. Do managers and agency directors, the two different sort of levels there, the executive and the lower manager, do they have different roles in trying to keep staff? How do those roles differ?
I think the answer to that in the simplest form is yes.
And
the reason is that the manager who is closest to that employee, obviously is going to have more contact.
Sure.
Talking about the immediate supervisor primarily. And if you ask employees, particularly in the correctional environment, about their work experience, it always comes back to their relationship with their supervisor. They will tend to see these people daily, sometimes hourly, and that relationship, the kind of feedback they get is critical and crucial, because it there are examples upon examples upon examples that they're bombarded with regard to those relationships. And if they're positive, you know, the person is going to not only be motivated to do a good job, but motivated to stay. On the other hand, those who are maybe in the central office or your wardens who do not have as much day-to-day contact with those in line staff, there, those individuals really have to set a tone in terms of letting everybody know by action and by word that they value the work of employees. And that can be done, you know, through publications, through communiques, verbally, through tours. You know, when you tour an institution as a director or as a warden, you stop and talk with the staff. You really listen to them and their concerns. And, I mean, all of that just pays off tremendously. And I think that's maybe one reason why, at least in part, we see that some institutions have lower turnover rates than others.
Sure.
Because managers make it a part of their work. They see it as an important aspect of their role as manager to motivate and respond to the needs of their staff.
You are doing a great job of setting me up with another question here, but are there specific needs that employees are looking for? And I'm wondering maybe perks or things that maybe they might get in other places or other parts of the industry that corrections agencies might need to be thinking about?
I think the answer is yes. And I think to find out what they are, you have to listen to your staff.
Mm-hmm.
You may think as a warden or as a director or as a manager that you know what they're thinking and what they'd like to see with regard to programs and projects and efforts on the part of the organization. In part, you may be right without having talked to them. But my experience has been, if you listen to the staff, chances are you are going to hear some things that you had not thought of that are important to them, but that you didn't realize were important to them. You may think that, for example, that having some sort of daycare for employee children is something that they would really appreciate and use and need. Well, maybe there are only 1% of your employees that might be interested in that, but there might be 20 or 30% that are interested in some off-the-job involvement in whether it's a social activity or recreational activity, some sort of group function, where people can get together, not other than on the job, to share, you know, whether it's a concert, a sports event, or something like that. So those are the kinds of things that I think we need to do. We need to listen and then develop a plan to take care of the needs. It might be educational programs, you know, time off, adjusting time off so that they can go to school, some kind of flexible work schedule. And I think one of the things that I've learned is that as wardens or as managers of correctional systems, you have a lot of discretionary authority where you can do things for your employees that you may not even be aware of. And I think we need to take advantage of those opportunities.
If you were going to name like one thing or one strategy that a corrections agency ought to consider to help improve retention, is that too hard to do, or is there one thing that kind of rises to the top that?
You know, I don't know that there's one specific tactic or strategy. I think, again, I would go back to listening to your employees, you know, assessing what their individual concerns and needs are, and then, equally as importantly, get them involved in the solutions. You know, have them, you might have to do it by committee or however it might work best for you, to come up with some ideas. Because chances are, they will come up with much better ideas than you ever thought of. And not only that, they will become part of the solution, as opposed to being feeling that they are victims or recipients of some sort of a problem. And, you know, that would be, I think, the major effort that I would encourage folks to embark on.
Great. Thank you so much. That concludes today's live talk. Again, thank you to George Camp of the Criminal Justice Institute for joining us today.
My pleasure.
And thank you also to our audience for tuning in. For more information on staff issues and corrections, be sure to read this month's articles on corrections.com. For CCNN, I'm Michelle Gasso.
You are listening to the Corrections Connection News Network, CCNN, your weekly news source for the corrections and criminal justice industry.